Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts, stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it. Today we dive into the world of Monster High, as the complete first season is available on DVD right now. We talk with the executive producer, Shay Fontana. We talk with her about a lot, inclusivity within the Monster High world. What character would be her best friend if she met them in person, and so much more about this ever-growing world that they call Monster High. Enjoy it and check out the DVD release wherever you get your media. Well, thank you so much, Shay, for joining me today. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to start off by talking about the inclusivity within the show. You feel like you know these characters, so was that like a main goal within the beginning of the show, or did that come naturally?
Inclusivity is really built into the heart of Monster High. So from the original launch in 2010, Monster High has always been about this place, this high school where everyone is accepted and everyone belongs. So as we got started thinking about the G3 reimagination, it was really important for us to keep inclusivity at the heart of the series and make sure that we were bringing all sorts of inclusivity and diversity and making sure that our talent and our writers and our crew could authentically speak to those stories that were being portrayed.
It absolutely struck a chord with me because as a kid, you know, growing up, I'm in a wheelchair, and hearing the idea of like, it's okay to be different is really important to me.
Yeah, absolutely. We want kids to be able to see themselves on screen and see their differences celebrated on screen and see that they're, whoever they are, whatever they're up against is going to be portrayed in Monster High. So, you know, we do have a wide range of characters and we are looking for, you know, even more inclusivity as we get into season two of Monster High.
So what can people expect from this first season available now on DVD?
So in the first season of Monster High, we explore the journey of Claudine Wolfe. She comes to Monster High in our pilot episode. She's been raised as a human, but she's always felt like she didn't quite fit in, didn't know what was going on in this human world, didn't quite understand. And then on her 15th birthday, she's led by this special talisman to Monster High, where she discovers she's actually part werewolf. So that's why she's just been feeling a little bit different her whole life. And now she's found a place where she truly belongs and truly fits in. And throughout season one, we meet this wide array of characters, this big cast that we have at Monster High. We have Frankie Stein, who is a Frankenstein monster, who's learning how their, you know, parts belong together and how they can belong at Monster High. We have Draculaura, who's the daughter of Dracula, and she is a vampire. But the thing is, she actually wants to practice witchcraft, which is totally forbidden in the monster world. We have other great characters like Twyla, who is autistic. We have Finnegan Wake, who is a merman who uses a wheelchair. We have characters like Deuce, who is a Gorgon, and Keith Burns, who is this fire elemental. So there's a lot of different characters that we're exploring through season one of Monster High, which you can watch now on DVD.
Something that really struck me about the series, because honestly, prior to this, I'd only seen a little bit of it, but I kind of dug deep prepping for this. And one of the things that struck me is how real and relatable the characters are. And that is so attributed to the voice direction. Tell me a bit about your voice direction team and getting those performances out of your cast.
Yeah, our voice director is Lisa Schaefer. She is an industry vet who's worked on a ton of cartoons. So she is just has this incredible way of working with the cast. And one thing that's really important to us from the beginning is when we do our initial casting, we are looking for people who can authentically portray any diversity within the roles. So that's really important for us to have those authentic voices as the voices of our characters and make sure those voices have a chance to shine. And that's something that Lisa is so great at letting, the actors do their thing and being able to bring their artistry to the show and contribute in that way.
So, what character in the Monster High universe would be your best friend if you met them in person?
Ooh, my best friend. I personally think that Laguna is the most fun character to write. So
Yeah.
I think she would be a lot of fun to hang out with. I am definitely an introvert, so I might find her a little exhausting some of the time, and I might need to step
Yeah.
back a little bit.
She was mine as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm sort of an introverted person. Like, this might be a little much if I have to tell you, this whole world is so welcoming and so it's funny, it's real. So when you were kind of getting the show off the ground, was it hard to kind of pitch this kind of darker series to Nick with these fun elements, or was it kind of, were they buying it right away?
The great thing about my experience on Monster High is like some of the great creative experience in life came pretty easy. So the executives at Nickelodeon have been so incredibly supportive from the beginning. The executives at Mattel have been so incredibly supportive. So that has been just such a creative joy to work on this series because it has had that ease as we've been able to get into these stories and not be challenged and not, nobody was trying to make the series something that it didn't want to be. It just really had a chance to flourish under the executive leadership.
What do you hope audiences take away from this series? Because there's a lot here. It's not just a high school of monsters and of, there's a lot of morals baked into the series, kind of subtly. So what do you hope people take away from this release, and more importantly, the universe?
The biggest thing is that we want people to see themselves on TV. We want them to see themselves as the hero of the story, as the main character, the protagonist. We have episodes about all different kinds of characters, and they're centered around different characters like Finnegan and Twyla and Deuce and Abby. Everybody gets their spot and their chance in the spotlight. And I think that's the biggest thing. But another thing that's always really important to me with these stories is the nuance that we try to bring in our messaging of, what's right for me may not be right for you. What's right for you might not be what I should do. So it's really about, giving people that the idea that there is this great big world and it's complicated and it's nuanced, and sometimes you just have to follow your instincts like Claudine does.
My final question for you is, earlier on we talked about inclusivity within the series, but what are your thoughts on inclusivity within children's media? Because we're getting there, but there's still not a lot of it. So what are your thoughts?
I think we have made a lot of progress, and we are continuing to make a lot of progress, and we are miles away from where we should be. I think one of the big things and a statistic that we've often thought about in Monster High is how rare it is to see disability portrayed in kids' TV, even though
Absolutely.
there's the percentage of the population is huge. We still very rarely see that openly and explicitly portrayed in kids' TV. And that's something that, as we get into season two of Monster High, we will be doing more, as well as showing more neurodiversity, just really trying to have a range of diversity that we see. So that is incredibly important. And I'm glad that we are making progress in kids' TV, but we honestly just have a very long ways to go before we really find that sort of parity.
And, you know, because when I was younger, whenever there was a disabled character on the screen, it was this billboarded, oh my gosh, this is so amazing to see somebody like me, but it shouldn't be like billboarded. It should just coexist with everyone else. And that is something that I gravitated towards with Monster High right away, because it wasn't billboarded. The characters were just part of the group, and it was great. So I can't wait for people to check this show out and new DVD out.
Well, thank you so much, DJ Bob.
And thank you so much for your time today. I hope we can talk again soon.
Yeah, it's great to meet you.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the DJ Bob Show. Huge thanks to Chris Bixby for cutting this one together. I appreciate you. And stay tuned for the next episode of the DJ Bob Show. Until next time, I'm out.